4, Romeo Echo November, mobile.
0 TR mobile also. Back to you. My name is Tom.
Good afternoon, whatever it is at the moment. This is Ron on this end, KN4REN. Out here in beautiful downtown Marietta. Over.
Missions must be great. You got a good signal up here in Greer, South Carolina. Oh, we're about 14 miles northeast of downtown Greenville right now.
We are definitely good today. We're actually out near closer to Dacusville and Pumpkin Town area. And you're coming in real loud and clear, brother.
Boy, they got a lot of flags up here at the corner. I don't know what that's all about. My wife's looking over there. Oh, we just been down to the daughter's house and dropped off one of those nice rotisserie chickens from Sam's and some other groceries and went to a doctor's appointment and just headed back home to take care of the chickens. Nothing important today, really, other than, I guess, my foot.
Yeah, we had to go down and to the gas station, get a little bit of motion for the tractor and some of the other equipment out of the house out here. And we're heading back to the house at this time. Simulating, we know what the heck we're doing.
Facsimile thereof. Well, my wife was a farmer for many years. When she was a kid, I took her off the farm when I was 19 and she was 18 and took her out to California when I was in the Navy many years ago.
What ship were you on out there in California?
On the USS Bennington for a while. I was in a flight crew in the S-2 Grumman. And later on, I asked for duty with my brother, and I got transferred to a P-3 Orion squadron up near Mountain View, California.
I was out on the Gator Navy out there for a little while on the LPD-7 Cleveland.
Roger. My brother was assigned to one of those once, and an inflamed gallbladder got him off of it, I think. And I forget what they call them, landing ship docks or something. I can't. That was LSDs. You were on the helicopter carrier. I was on the USS Bennington. It was 895 feet long. And it was a CVS at that time, and during World War II, it was a CVA.
I remember the tender called the Dixon out there. I was out on her. She had old wooden decks, and they had the holy stone them. And then I also spent a little time being a tourist, that's a tourist, not terrorist, over in Vietnam down the Delta on the gunboats down there. Back at you.
Hero, I had a nice air-conditioned airplane to fly out of Cameron Bay. And most of the Marines and the Army guys said they'd go there for R&R. Yeah, that was some tough duty. I had a very good friend that was a ham radio operator, and he was on one of those, and he stepped on a landmine or something, and it blowed him up real bad. It blinded him in both eyes, and he had shrapnel all over him. So God bless you. That was a tough go.
I hear that. That is rough. That is truly rough. I came back to the States, and after being on the gunboats, I couldn't be a regular sailor anymore. That drove me nuts. So I went ahead and went back to school and became a Navy deep sea diver and retired out of that.
That's awesome. Well, you know, there was a gentleman here at Lowe's at the Lowe's department store, whatever you call it there, where you get your wood and lumber and all that. And he was a senior chief ABC diver. And, well, you really know how to pick them, don't you? I give you a 9 out of 10 on both of those.
I do is become a drunk and a bum and work my way up from there. It didn't work out well.
Well, was you an officer then when you was a diver?
Negative, sir. Negative. I always had to work for a living. But I did get out and became a parapanic and decided after 911 that it was time for me to go back and do something. So I went over to Afghanistan and Iraq for about, just a little while, like about 10 years.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for your service. My cousin commanded a battalion over there in the first Iraq War, and then my other cousin was a JAG lawyer, and he was in Afghanistan, and good places to be from, huh? Car here says U.S. Armed Forces Air Force Vietnam veteran. I'll be darned, and he was a jarhead. I mean a Marine.
Brother was over there. He spent three tours over there, and he's up in New York now. And then the youngest brother, he went over there and lasted about 2 weeks before he got himself killed. And but you know, all that's in the past, and we're marching on, assimilating. We know what we're doing. Now we're out homesteading out here and having a good time. KN4RAN, keeping it legal. Go back at you, sir.
K4RAN and 0TR. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about your brother. And my cousin that was a bird colonel there in the 82nd Airborne, he lost his son-in-law over there in a rocket attack. I think it was 122 millimeter, if I remember rightly. He's up in Arlington, and it's pretty sad, I'll tell you. I've seen a lot of that. And as I tell most people, I've never seen a good war yet. Well, we got a lot of veterans around this area here from all the different services. And it's a great place to live down here. Well, we'll let you go. Give me a name again, and I'll say 73s. And have a blessed day. This is N0TR.
N0TR, this is Vaughn at KN4RN. We're clear, and you have a great day and be safe out there, brother. Bye-bye.
Stranger, this is a great leader, and there's a net every night at 9 o'clock you can sign in to see how the propagation's doing. And pleasure's all mine in 73s. This is N0TR. That's Tango Romeo.
KO4NUE.
Boy, Chad, how you doing? I was thinking about you this morning. I heard you call for Gary, but no joy on that one. But we were leaving for a doctor's appointment and some running around, so I couldn't come back to you. And this gentleman on there that I was just talking to was on swift boats in the Brown Navy, and then later on a deep sea diver in the military. If he's still on there, K4, I think it is R-A-N, so you might leave a little space. And this is a sergeant major from the Army that we're awful proud of down here. Well, Chad, how's everything going? He was down in Georgia.
Okay, roger that, Tom. Well, listen, I was wondering if you could help me out just for a few minutes. So I've done some antenna swapping around, and I'm not sure I'm going to be happy where it is. So can you give me any kind of signal report and hang with me just for a few minutes, because I want to drop my power and see how that works. So KO4NUE, testing. How's that look, Tom?
Absolutely no change. We're under the carport here. Great signal, champ.
Power to low and see if there's any change. Stand by. NR low power, KO4NUE, testing. N0TR, KO4NUE.
9, if we was on HF and you're full quiet and you're on the repeater, it's a beautiful signal, isn't it, Bernice?
Yes, it is. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Miss Bernice, how are you? So I built me a Slim Jim and been perfecting it for the last, seems like a year now. So I got it up on the roof, and I got a metal roof, and I was just concerned about that. If you tell me there's no issues, then I'm going to go with it.
It's absolutely perfect, Chan. Good ground plane. Well, if you notice, that little antenna I can't remember the brand on it, over here on the left side of my carport. It works like a champ. And then I got one just like it over there on the right of the house, on the right side, the west side. And they work just great. And I never had any issues with them having that great big old carport there.
Tom. All right, well, let me clear on out here. I got a guy coming to, I got to do some work on his Bobcat, and he's headed here. So I'm going to meet him down the shop, and y'all be safe. Have a wonderful day. And Miss Bernice, watch him. Watch him like a hawk, because he is worthy of being watched. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, I'm clear. Y'all have a wonderful day.
One, I talked to Dave earlier, and I think I give him a one. Before you go, how's your mother-in-law doing?
Three into it, and we're testing ourselves every 12 hours, because we know, you know, we're exposing ourselves each time we care for her, but it is what it is. So, nighttime is pretty rough. For some reason, coughing is worse at night. I don't know why that is, but it's pretty bad nights, but she's able to rest during the day. And fever went away yesterday, but from what we've learned about this thing, we should be coming into some difficult times here in the next couple of days. But maybe not. We're praying and hoping, and that's all we can do at this point. So there we go. There's the update. So y'all be safe, Tom.
Roger on that. That's great news. Well, I know from having so much lung trouble, you lay someone down and it's worse when they're laid back. Still is. And Bernice gets her booster shot on Friday, and I had already asked the VA if they'd give us both our shots, and they can't give hers because she didn't have her first one there. But I didn't want to break my word with them, so I got to get mine there. So I don't know when that'll be scheduled, but maybe there's something in the email when I get inside. We're just sitting out here. And, I'm sure she was vaccinated, and at least that gives her a fighting chance anyways, Chad. Glad to hear that, and hope you guys are all right, and say hi to Anna. KL4NUE and 0GR is clear.
Well, be honest with you, she didn't want to take the vaccine, but we gently persuaded her that this needs to happen, and so yes, she has had both vaccines, and so have me and Anna. But at any rate, I'll let you go. I'm gonna have to run, Tom. I'm gonna leave my antenna where it is. I'm happy with it. So, KL4NUE, I'm clear. Have a wonderful day, sir.